At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was scared for a second when we went off the air. I didn't know if we were coming back. I mean, this is incredible. Donnie Chedrick and myself, it's Pomp and Joe. Pomp with TV duties for the opener today. We are on Federal Street. Come on over and say hello. A couple people have, Donnie. It's been wonderful, except for this. I start out a conversation with a fist bump, and a couple people have ended it with a handshake. Doesn't the fist bump set the tone for the interaction that we're not going to be shaking hands? It's going to be all fist bumps, and then they come back at the end with the handshake.
Yeah, I know that gets you a little bit worried.
It really does. I don't want neurovirus right now. I mean, if I'm setting the tone early with an introductory fist bump, that's where we're going.
I got that from my niece over Christmas. It was a bad scene.
Yeah, I don't want that. So let's do the whole fist bump thing. All right, we have a quiz show. It's going to be a quickie. Limits, opening day related quiz show. Let's go, buddy.
Hello, hello. We have a new quiz show. It's time for you and Donnie and Joe to play quiz show. Hello, hello. Oh, limits, questions blow. We're glad you're here, so grab your beer. It's time for quiz show.
Five question quiz show. We will first start with, let's go with Donnie. We'll start with Donnie first for this quiz show. All right, Donnie. On opening day, 2011, Neil Walker stepped to the plate with two outs and the bases loaded in the fifth inning against the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field, and he hit a grand slam to give the Pirates a 4-2 lead, hitting it off of this Cubs pitcher. Can you name the pitcher, who is a notable pitcher, it's not just some random guy, who Walker hit the home run off of?
I'm going to go Ryan Dempster.
Donnie starts off hot.
The Dempster fire. Nice one, Donnie. Very good.
Very Next. Good, Donnie. All right, Joe. Who did the Pirates play on opening day 2001 at PNC Park in the first game ever played at PNC Park?
The Cincinnati Reds.
And oh,
thank
boy.
You for asking limits.
Now, are these quiz show questions too easy to start?
No, I like these so far. They're wonderful.
Yeah, two good ones.
Two good ones, limits.
Donnie, the Pirates have played the Reds 29 times on opening day. That's tied for the most of any team in history with this team. Who are they?
So the Pirates have played another team 29 times?
That
That's
is correct.
Answering?
Yes.
I'll go the Cubs.
The Cubs are incorrect.
Oh. Phillies.
Incorrect. Phillies are up there, though, 17 times.
Thank you, limits.
Cardinals.
Donnie's got it. I figured nice once you just go through the NL Central, you'd figure it out.
Yep.
Joe.
Joe, is that how you eat your wings? You're a Buffalo guy.
Yeah, how do you want me? I'm not one of these guys that puts the whole wing in my mouth and eats everything off the bone.
All right,
you?
Well, I'll show you. I'll show you during break.
All right.
Buffalo guy.
All right. I like that a lot.
Buffalo guy doesn't know
what
how to eat buffalo wings.
Here.
What the
Seth
hell is going on here, Donnie?
He's got a chicken skewer. What's happening here? This guy kebab. He just digs in. Go ahead, next.
Joe, this question is for you.
Yep.
Multiple players have made multiple opening day starts for the Pirates, including Bob Veal and Cy Blanton, making four. But yep. They are not the most to make opening day starts for the Buccos. This Pirate has started on opening day seven times for the Pirates. Who is he?
Man, that's a great question, because that's a lot of times to start on opening day. Seven times. How about the Candyman, John Candelaria?
Candelaria is a good guess, but incorrect.
Thank you for taking care of my feelings limits.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go Bob Friend.
Woo! The Friend is all yours, Donnie.
Bang! Here. You were looking this stuff up.
With what?
I don't know.
His first guess, and he gets Bob Friend?
The guy played for them forever.
Okay, you're right.
Donnie is up 3-1 in this five-question quiz show.
This is unexpected, Donnie.
Wow.
That you were going to pull this off.
And the question is to you, Donnie.
Uh-huh.
To close it out, can you do it? Sometimes you faltered at this point.
Yeah,
you've barely faltered it sometimes.
Maybe I'll throw it on Joe.
Let's find out. Donnie, Eric Bedard started for the Pirates on opening day 13 years ago during the 2012 season. Since then, 10 pitchers have started on opening day for the Pirates. How many of them can you name? Only two, I'll give you this hint, only two have made multiple opening day starts.
Okay, so we're talking purely opening day, not home opener.
That's correct. Purely okay. Opening day.
So we have 10 names here.
Or 10 names.
I'll go five.
Wait, what's the question? T-Bird came in here and yelled at me for having a wing on their tablecloth.
Come on, T-Bird.
Crap gets spilled on this tablecloth all day long.
All right, Joe, here's...
You've got drinks on the tablecloth?
Give him the question again. Give him the question.
Joe, here's the question. There have been 10 pitchers to start on opening day, not the home opener. Opening day for the Pirates from 2013 on. How many of the 10 pitchers can you name?
From 2013 on, 10 pitchers have started opening day, just opening day.
That's correct.
I can name five.
Donnie said five.
I said five.
I can name six.
Go ahead, Joe.
You ready, Limits?
I'm ready.
A.J. Burnett.
One.
Francisco Liriano.
Two.
Oh, boy.
I love when we hit this point. Then he'll find it. He'll find it.
Mitch Keller.
Three.
Paul Skeens.
Four.
Oh, Dolly!
Got more. The easy ones out of the way.
Two more.
I'm not going to say, or am I going to say, who was their best pitcher during that one little stretch? I'll say Charlie Morton. What?
No Charlie Morton. Not on the list. Joe.
Garrett Cole.
You forgot Garrett Cole.
I forgot Garrett
Cole. That would have been five.
Who
so
else?
There were no consecutive opening day starters from 2017 to 2022. Liriano started three in a row, and then Keller started back-to-back in 23 and 24. From 2017 on, Garrett Cole, Ivan Nova,
the Nova Constrictor.
Jameson Taillon.
Yeah.
Joe Musgrove.
Yep.
Chad Kuhl.
Oh, my goodness.
And JT Brubaker.
What? I never would have gotten that one. You would have gotten six, though, right, Donnie? Or five?
Yes.
Donnie would have got it.
All right, Limits. Thank you. That was
Thank
excellent.
You.
The questions. That was a really good opening day quiz.
Good job,
show.
Limits.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.